One thing I would want to offer is deep engagement. That would be my top tip for synchronous online learning. And the key word there is deep. By deep engagement, I mean going beyond pulling up polls and Q&As and chats. I mean getting the participants engaged as if they are live with you right there in the room. And that to me is very, very key. I find that depending on the platform you use, that could be easier with some platforms than others. So just by way of how to get deep engagement, one of the ways I use is very short, concise kind of snippets of information. I don't even like to call it a presentation. It's not a presentation. When I'm offering modules or talking about some new aspect of whatever it is we're talking about, I introduce the topic in a very concise way. So to get away from presentations and slides and PowerPoint. The second way to kind of engage people at a deep level is, of course, as much as possible to use audio and voice. Even when it is synchronous, sometimes people use chat only and they don't use phone lines or their computer speakers. I have had live discussions with 30 or more people, with everybody online, and I can see the name of whoever is speaking, so they don't need to repeat their name. They will just speak freely, and I can identify who they are. So I think that that makes it more like a classroom, more alive. Of course, deep engagement involves breakout sessions. I think whenever they are problem solving in a team on their own, in teams of four and five, with a timeline and a goal, they're very deeply engaged. And I think that that's probably my personal number one strategy. What else can I offer? Another way for deep engagement is I enable the tools and they can annotate slides with me. So if I have a slide and I, instead of presenting it, I would just ask them, I said, put a star beside the one that's most important to you and tell me why, you know. So they have the power of annotating the slides. And of course, they also can download materials, handouts, and that kind of thing right onto their computer. If you have them uploaded on the platform, that should be easy enough to do. And of course, continuous feedback is important. But one last thing I would add is I've started using real life scenarios as opposed to fake scenarios. When I'm doing online courses for a company with whom I have had some familiarity and background, I will then use some of their challenges and present it as a case to them. And I find that people find that very, very, very beneficial when they're very engaged.